This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi in a short while from now. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities, including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of the Maldives Musa Zamir discussed all aspects of the India-Maldives bilateral relationship and regional and security issues in their meeting in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both the ministers also looked at several other issues that form part of overall engagement, including capacity building, training and disaster relief. Regarding the last batch of personnel in the Maldives, the spokesperson said both the Maldives and India have been engaged for quite some time to see how best to continue the operation of the aviation platforms. In this regard, the spokesperson said the first and second batch of Indian people who were providing support there have returned. He informed that the deputation of the competent Indian technical personnel has taken place and technical people who can operate the aviation platforms have been sent there. On the 16 sailors on the ship MSC Aries in Iran, the spokesperson said India is in touch with the Iranian government to get them released as early as possible. He said their return depends on their contractual obligations. On three Indians arrested in Canada in terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar's killing, the spokesperson said Canada has informed India about the arrest. In reply to another query, the spokesperson said a chartered flight from Dubai landed in Kingston, Jamaica, with several Indians on board. He said they had prior travel and hotel bookings, but local authorities were not satisfied with them as tourists, he said. After due formalities, they were sent to Dubai on Tuesday. In Tamil Nadu, the casualty numbers have increased to 9 in the cracker factory blast at Chengalpattu, Sivakasi, Virudhunagar district. Another 12 workers, including 7 women, were severely wounded in the incident. The number of fatalities may further increase in the accident. Police have registered a case against the owner of the factory. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across states for the remaining phases of the Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today campaigned in the Bhongir Lok Sabha constituency in Telangana. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing election rallies at Narsapur in Andhra Pradesh and Sarur Nagar in Telangana later this evening. BRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao will be holding a roadshow in Karimnagar, Telangana. In Uttar Pradesh, hectic political campaigning is going on. Senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda addressed a political rally at Fatehpur and Chitrakoot. Later in the evening, he will hold a meeting of senior party functionaries of Lucknow, Unnao, Mohanlal Ganj and Rai Bareilly Lok Sabha constituencies. He will also head a meeting of MLAs and MLCs of constituencies which are going to polls in the fourth phase of elections. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Bahraich today. Withdrawal of candidature for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 58 parliamentary constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories will go to poll in this phase on the 25th of this month. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Ukraine's parliament passed a bill yesterday that would allow certain prisoners to enlist in the armed forces as the nation faces a critical shortage of manpower on the battlefield. The legislation would now need to be signed by the chairperson of parliament and president, Volodymyr Zelensky, before coming into force. Under the proposed legislation, participation in mobilization would be voluntary and restricted to specific prisoner categories. Among those not eligible to serve include those convicted of sexual violence, multiple homicides and severe corruption. In women's T20 cricket, chasing a target of 157 runs, Bangladesh women's team were 90 for 5 in 14 overs against India Chile at International Cricket Stadium in Bangladesh when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.